Welcome to the Planner Pals podcast, a podcast hosted by two true Planner Pals. My name is Mark, or Mark Your Pages.
And I am Jess, or Jessie Corinne. And today we are talking about Go Wild. Oh my gosh. At the time of recording this, it's only like 2 weeks away, which still is blowing my mind. When this comes out, it's only a week away, which means I'm still probably not ready for it. What about you, Mark? Are you excited?
I'm in the same exact mode. It still isn't real to me just yet. And I'm hosting The Crop this year and doing a workshop and introducing people. And I'm just like, yeah, you know, I'll get on a plane and go. And I'm like, I need to be a little bit more prepared for this than I think that I am right now.
But before we get into that big, exciting conversation, a huge thank you to everybody who left a comment on last time's podcast. It was great to hear about your experiences with fountain pens, and Mark has pretty much 98% of the way convinced me. Like, have I got a fountain pen? Not quite, but I am very much considering it.
Well, I'm excited for us to talk a lot more about what you're considering just on the side. I'm going to spoil it today, but I actually want to send you a fountain pen because I feel like, well, two things. First, we have to celebrate that the YouTube channel has become monetized. And for two people who are on YouTube, that's a really amazing thing because I think it took me almost like 2 years on my own channel, and this one, only 4 episodes. So as a congratulations to us, I'm going to send you one. I'm going to pick it, though. You don't get to pick it. I get to pick it for you. And it's going to be one of these pens, though. We actually had a number of people who answered our question from last episode, which is, what pen would you recommend? And I was so happy to hear that the pens that I picked, for the most part, were very much on point. That was the Pilot Kukuno, which has the cute little faces on it. That was one that was really out there. Twisbys, like I said, everyone loves a Twisby. A number of people who were like, Mark, you call them little snacks and you're so incredibly right. Like, they're so easy to have. The Lemmy Safari is one that a lot of people said, and the Quakos too. Even though, like, personally, and people might not like me for this, but I'm not a super fan of the Quakos. There's like little pocket pens, and there's other ones out there that we could use. But so yeah, I'm going to pick you out a special one and send it your way, and I'll be excited to hear about your experience with that. So I can't wait.
Oh, now I feel like I need to get you a gift too. It's like when you show up and somebody got you a gift and you didn't, or vice versa. Like when you show up and you got somebody a gift and they got you one that's just like distinctly better, you're like, cool, I'll go get you another gift.
Someone else actually mentioned, like, you have to get just inks. I think the inks would get her more into fountain pens than the pen itself. We'll have to figure that one. You get to pick yourself, because I feel like inks are like a very special thing, you know, that you get to kind of do. The other thing that we had a number of people comment on, which I'm glad that they did. So in last episode, I talked about a number of people over the years, especially as I've gotten into fountain pens, that say like, oh, I wrote with those as kids. And I was like, Jess, did you? Because you live on the other side of the world from me.
Like, distinctly not. Pencil first, like training wheels, all right? Not going to go and smear ink all over the page. I don't think my grade school teachers would have appreciated that.
No, but grade school teachers in France, in Italy, UK, Switzerland, Germany, a lot of people from Germany said they made us write with really crappy fountain pens. And also Croatia is another one that we saw too. So just wanted to shout out everyone who had to do that as a kid. A number of people were like, oh my gosh, you triggered something in me that I forgot that I hated, but now I kind of want to try fountain pens again. So very successful episode altogether.
Yeah. And it was just really cool to hear about like where everybody's based as well. Cause you know, I find that a lot of both of our audiences are typically based in the US. So hearing that we have people from all over the world is also a very exciting thing.
It's super exciting. So again, thank you everyone who left comments, who answered the questions on the Q&A on the podcast itself and reached out to us. Today is going to be different. You know, one thing that I saw a few comments on that were like, loving the podcast, but are you only going to talk about bullet journaling? And I was like, no, my friends, we've got more to talk about. And today's episode is perfect for all the planners out there because we're talking about Go Wild. Now, I was telling Jess right before we hit record on this that I don't have a lot to like really contribute here other than my fear and anxiety around what this is, because I only party crashed one Go Wild when it was here in DC. So you have all of the experience. So Jess, I'm going to let you go ahead and take this ship and start to cast it off to talk about Go Wild, because I honestly don't really have any idea what I'm getting myself into in just a handful of weeks.
It's almost like the blind leading the blind, because I've only been to one Go Wild. I've been wanting to go for like many moons before that, but because I do live at the ass end of the world and it was always during like, you know, term one in the middle of teaching, it was never really a possibility. But since having left teaching and then having the Go Wild conference at a time that I could make it, then I got to go along, which is very exciting. So if you haven't heard about Go Wild, or if now you're just hearing about Go Wild, it is a planning conference. It's annual, so they host one every year, you know, world events permitting. This one's hosted by Wild for Planners each year. So it's just really about planner enthusiasts getting together, having a whole heap of fun. Do you have any immediate questions about Go Wild before I get into a whole spiel, Mark?
Not just yet. I do want to share a really weird story about a dream that I had a number of years ago. And I feel like Go Wild this year is going to be that dream for me. So a number of years ago, I had a dream that I met all of our like Instagram planner friends at a conference. And I was like, that is weird to have a dream about going to a conference. And this is before I knew about any of these planner conferences. I never knew they existed. And then it was just so weird. Like, even when I party crashed the DC one, it was so cool meeting so many of the people that like I've known over the years. And those are people that I've talked with. There's a number of people that I engage with on Instagram or YouTube, or that we chat with or are in, you know, the different communities and things like that, that you get to meet too. So as of right now, I'm here to soak up what to expect. And we'll talk in a little bit about like how we're planning for Go Wild, because my planning probably looks a little bit different than yours, but I'll have a lot more to contribute there. But I'll ask questions along the way, because I really, honestly, like I said, I don't know what I'm getting myself into other than like what I've seen online. And it looks wild. I know that's really corny to say, but it looks like a wild time in the very best way.
No, and exactly what you said, like it's really about getting to meet up with other people who are enthusiastic about the same stuff that you were enthusiastic about. Because I know that a lot of our planner pals out there maybe don't have like in real life planner pals. They don't necessarily have people who really get them and their enthusiasm for stationery and planning supplies and just like getting organized and stuff in general. So really it's an opportunity to meet up with people who just get it. And you know, meeting online friends as well, like you said, that one was a huge highlight for me last year. We'll talk more about last year later. But in terms of the general kind of sequence of events for Go Wild, so Go Wild really starts on the Wednesday with what's called Shop Summit. So this one isn't actually part of the like kind of Go Wild conference, I suppose. It is a separate ticketed thing, and it's primarily for people who are shop owners, thus the name. So anybody who's got like a, you know, slightly larger business, small business, thinking about getting into business, I assume it is related to planning, stationery, that type thing. Haven't gone myself, but that one is really good for networking and getting to have motivational, inspirational speakers and kind of get you hyped for whatever it is you're trying to build. Especially like, you know, doing these things online, if you're doing an online business of any kind, it can feel very isolating. Like you don't necessarily have like colleagues or peers who are really working alongside you and working on the same kind of stuff. So having an opportunity to meet with those types of people in person and make those connections should be really valuable.
So is this just for shop owners, or is it also like content creators as well? Or is it probably shop owners that also make content? Is it just kind of very much sharing experiences and I'm guessing like resources and things like that?
Yeah, this is going to be, again, blind leading the blind. I haven't gone myself, but I do expect that there is no kind of restriction on who can buy a ticket. Like if you want to buy a ticket, then you can go along just to snoop it out if you want to.
You're like, Mark, I just put these bullets from what I read online. I've never been to this thing. Give me a break.
Yeah. I'm just like, why you gotta out me like this? I'm not the expert, guys. I am not the expert. If you do want like, you know, more insider expert information, then the best place to go would be the Wild for Planners website. We do have it linked in the description/show notes. But in terms of our next day of the conference, where like, you know, the regular Go Wild ticket is actually applicable, the first thing we have on the Thursday is what's called the Planner Fair. And this is effectively like a registration point. So you come in, you sign in to say like, yes, hello, I showed up. And then they also have little stalls and little photo opportunities and meet and greets and stuff like that for people in the planning space. So last year we had people like Erin Condren, Zebra, we had Callie Danielle, I believe, a whole bunch of little bits and pieces that you can walk around, get little bits of swag and stuff and just have a good time. That one goes for the majority of the day. It is very casual, very kind of walk in, walk out type deal.
Well, you're talking about the swag and stuff like that. That is one thing I've definitely heard a lot of, where people are telling me to literally bring an extra suitcase or a bag for that. So all of the swag and all the goodies and all the collectibles, that's starting day one. Like you register and then people are just throwing stuff at you?
I mean, technically speaking, it starts even before that. If you're based in the US, you get a welcome box sent to you. If you're international like me, you have to wait until you arrive, because international shipping is expensive. So they don't necessarily want to send those out, which is fair. It's all good. So that's something I have to look forward to when I actually arrive. But yeah, the swag is a big part of it. I know that there are people out there who say like, oh yeah, you need to bring an extra suitcase. You're going to have to mail it home, all of that type thing. I was not so keen on doing that, especially with international travel and multiple flights. I'm like, yeah, I don't really want to have to pay for an additional suitcase. So I ended up giving most of mine away.
What kind of stuff were you getting, like, I guess on that first day, like you said, or even in like that welcome box? I just got an email today that said like my badge is on the way, but I don't know that I've seen anything for a box. But I'm also in a very different situation because I'm like a guest, so I don't know if they treat it differently. But like, what kind of stuff is in the box and what am I missing out on?
Yeah, so last year in the box we had our welcome badge, so it's the one on a lanyard that you kind of wear to say like, yes, I am supposed to be here. That one has like, you know, whatever name or details you put down when you signed up, so you can have like your social media handle on there and whatever else. We also got some stationery items, so I believe we had like some Mildliner kind of thing, Zebra pens, like the Sarasa clip pen. We also had a postcard that was themed around where we were, so Washington, D.C. It's kind of like little goodies, stack bit type things. And then when you get to Planet Fair, then there's like other little bits and pieces that you can collect. Really depends on who's giving out what. So Zebra, for instance, had a box of assorted different Zebra pens, kind of like as like a taster kit. Do not eat the pens, but like a taster kit of like different brand and pens and stuff from Zebra, which was cool.
What should I really be looking forward to at Go Wild other than the crop, which I'm very excited about? And honestly, the only thing I really know anything about at this point from what people have told me.
I think that the welcome party is always a great time. That's when we have karaoke as well. So make sure that you sign up for your karaoke song.
I will sit in the back. Are there drinks? Because I'll sit and drink and watch, but I'm not getting up there.
There is a bar. You can buy yourself a bevy. So all good. Last year, I think Elijah, somebody I met at the conference, they were like, oh, who knows Defying Gravity? And I was like, oh yeah, I know Defying Gravity. I didn't realize that I knew the Glee version, not the actual version.
The Glee versions are always better.
I know, right? So we got up there and they're like, oh yeah, excellent. You can sing the, I don't even know her name, the Good Witch one. And I was like, yeah, sure. I didn't even know that there were parts to this. And then the words come up on screen and everybody's like going along with it because they all obviously know it. And I'm like, maybe she's right. Like, I don't know any of the words. Like, oh dear. So that was good. But then Erica put herself down for I Just Can't Wait to Be King. And she's like, will you be my Zazu? I'm like, okay, this one I've got. I can do Zazu.
Yeah, that one's easy. I am always here to help lead and sidekick when you need me to.
Exactly. If you want to pick a Disney song, I'm all about it, obviously, unless it's going to be a Glee cast version of Defying Gravity. Maybe leave me out. But the welcome party is a great time. This year it is sponsored by Archer and Olive, so that's kind of exciting. In terms of like sponsorship, I'm pretty sure it's just like we pay the bill type of a deal, but it's still cool to have their name on something, so I'm excited for it.
Do the welcome parties do like giveaways and stuff like that, or is it really like you said, like we're sponsoring this, but like Go Wild is really running this and here's what you kind of expect from that?
I think last year we had themed cookies kind of a thing from whoever was sponsoring it. I cannot remember. I think it was Chrissy Ann Designs. I'm sure somebody will yell at me about that because it's maybe wrong. But outside of just the fact that we're all kind of like hanging together, really kind of kicking off the event with a well, what, it's like pretty much just that, but it is a very good time. So that's one of the things that I'm probably the most excited for, you know, it's the really kind of big shebang kickoff. Then also the Wild Crop, like we said, it's going to be a highlight and it's all your fault, but I'm very excited about it.
This year is going to be really cool. Since I'm working along with them, I have all kinds of insider information, some that I can't share that will actually be announcing at the crop, which I'm very excited about with that. But just hearing, and again, I was there last year when I just kind of crashed for a little bit and I got to meet a lot of them because I was already doing some social media work with them and just starting really. So I was like, well, they're right here. Let me go meet them. And they've been so cool. And even this year, it's been really neat. And yeah, I'm really excited for the stuff that's going to happen at the crop because it's like, here's new stuff that, you know, hasn't been seen before or, you know, that's going to be available. I don't want to say too much because I'll be giving stuff away, but like you want to go to the crop, not just because I'm a part of that, but if you like stationery, you want to go to the crop.
I mean, the Wild Crop is probably the thing that I'm most excited about. Am I incredibly biased? Yes. But that, like, when your name was announced, I was like, I'm literally going to die. Oh my God, I am so excited.
It's something that I'm not really even sure what to expect from it because they said like this year is going to even be different from last year and kind of how they approached it. So from what I understood from last year, everything seemed like it was kind of themed around like the postcards and stuff like that, right? And they had these different creators do that. And this year they're like, what do you want to do? And I was like, well, I don't know. What do you want me to do? Like, you get to pick, you know, we're going to have you do this. And then as it, you know, got bigger and bigger, it was like, and you're also hosting. And here's what we did last year. And here, you know, I was like, oh my gosh, this is so much more than what I'm used to, which is just a lot of like online workshops that we've done, you know, and for different people in the past. I'm like, that's what I, in my brain, what I was expecting when I was creating my workshop. And then I just had a call with them last week where we were kind of going over things. I'm like, no, this is a lot bigger than just a workshop on like going through what I'm doing. Like, this is the huge. So I'm really excited for it. And I'm also just really excited too, like I said, to see like what Zebra's doing, because they said they're doing a lot of new stuff this year that they hadn't before.
Yeah, like I said, the wild crop is probably the part that I'm like the most excited about. Again, biased. But that one is when the kind of, I don't know, real go wild conference really kicks off on the Friday. So on Friday, we have our, you know, doors open at like 8:30 or something like that. Speakers start around then or something. In general, way too early for me, but it's fine. I will cope.
I would say, how long does it take you to get like your brain and your body synchronized to being 15 hours back in time?
It didn't actually feel so bad last time. Like last time, there was a whole kerfuffle with flights, but that's another thing. So I was supposed to get in at 11. I did not. I got in at 2 a.m. and then I slept till like 11 a.m. the next day. Thankfully, I'd organized late checkout, because otherwise there would have been somebody on my door like, ma'am, please leave. But thankfully, I managed to sleep a lot on my kind of flights over and stuff. So by the time that I got in, it felt like the right time to be going to bed. So it wasn't too bad. I'm hoping for something similar this time, because yeah, getting over jet lag when you're arriving effectively the night before registration starts and opens, not so fun.
I was going to say, it's like a whole other thing. Just do what Taylor Swift said. Didn't she say like jet lag is a state of mind? Just don't be jet lagged. Can't you just do that?
This feels like the advice people give, like, what? You're depressed? Why don't you be happy? Like, thanks, Taylor. Great advice.
It's nice that you have a private jet that you can sleep on without crying babies. Must be wonderful.
Yeah. Oh, you're like wedged in between two people. Like, hi, can you be my bedding pills? Yeah. No, don't want that. Not good. But yeah, hopefully this time around, I will have a similar experience with not having a lot of jet lag. I found more so that the conference itself was just very, like, I'm going to say energy draining, but not in a bad way. Like, you're around a lot of people. I very much feel for people who are a bit more introverted than I am. And having that many people around, that buzz of energy and just like, you know, experiencing all this newness, especially for me who's like not from the US. So that was kind of a big thing last year. But it did take a lot out of you. You go to bed very much ready for bed.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can only think about this, the amount of energy that we have in this community already about the things that we love. And then to be surrounded by people that have the same, if not more energy about some of these things. I can only imagine the like electricity that you feel in there. I think that's why like all the videos that I see about Go Wild, just people are just, I need a different word than wild, right? But like it makes so much sense. It just seems like just a wild time. People are just yelling and dancing and screaming and like all this stuff all the time. I need a better word for it, but honestly, it looks so much fun. And I'm so excited to like really be in it this time around, because I definitely had FOMO when everybody else was like coming in from workshops with like all of their stuff and they were talking about all the different talks that were going on and people, and I was like, this is cool, like I get to meet all these people I haven't met before, but I'm missing out on this whole part of this conversation that I have no idea what was even happening. I would love to hear about some of your experiences with like meeting people, because that for me was one of the big things. It's honestly the only reason that I went, and I don't mean any shade towards the Go Wild people, because I'll be honest, like I said, I didn't really even know that thing existed. Then when I knew that you were going to be there and the crew from Archer and Olive and a number of people from online, that they were like, you're here. And I was like, I'm literally just stopping in for a little bit. I don't want to like... I felt weird being there because I didn't have a paid ticket. So I was really just like here to see my Zebra crew and here to see my Archer and Olive crew and some of my other friends. Did you have any kind of highlights other than myself personally and obviously that you were excited to meet, but anybody else that you got to meet while you were here too at Go Wild that you were like, this was very cool?
Yeah, I guess what? So when I organized my trip, because I saw that Erica was going from Craftinated, and I was like, oh gosh, I've always wanted to go Go Wild. Like, can I swing it? Can I convince both? struggle. Didn't take a lot of effort, but that's fine. So I ended up staying with her and her mum in a double room. So it's like two double beds. So the four of us stayed in there. So that was really cool to get to, you know, hang out with her more than just like passing moments at the conference. Then of course, meeting the Archer and Olive crew, very exciting. Getting to meet you, very exciting. Like I literally remember filming a little piece for my vlog and being like, oh my God, Mark from then Men Who Bullet is coming and it's going to be the highlight of my weekend. I got to meet him in person. And I remember when like I was messaging you or something when you were there trying to find you and I like ran past and then one person turns around and goes, oh, that's like Mark from Men Who Bullet and Jessie Corinne. I'm like, yeah, it's us, but I'm busy right now. I'll deal with you. Like, love and appreciate. But I was just like, Mark is here. So that was very exciting. Then also getting to meet people who are like in my general community as well was really cool. Like for instance, Carolyn, who is one of my like long-term patrons, which is really cool. Got to meet her and she bought me Coke Zero because she knows that I'm like literally a fiend. Like first thing in the morning, hello, it is I. But it was really cool to get to meet her in person and very much appreciated her bringing me beverages. And then after the conference, I also got to organize a Jessie Corinne kind of meetup for the general community who are in the region as well, who like weren't necessarily going to Go Wild. So we got to meet up at the library and just hang out for like 3 or so hours and talk planners and whatever else.
And it's just so cool to like meet people and just be like, this is kind of weird at the same time to do that. Like Erica was the same way last year too. And her mom was there, right? And so it's like you just meet like these like little groups of families. So I'm really excited for that as a whole as well. So I can't wait. And the talks all seem pretty fun too. Again, I'm really going into them blindly, but I do have to ask you something because this is something that I know people mention as being like a big deal is this table situation, because I know that brands sponsor the tables. And let me ask you this, because I need to prepare myself. Do you like pre-register for a table, or do you just, they open the doors and you run and you knock people over to get to a table that you want?
I think in previous years, there were some instances of running and knocking over. When I went, they weren't doing that, which I'm very grateful for. What we do is we line up outside the door. I know that they have an official kind of like start time for when the line starts. Some people choose to go a little bit earlier regardless. They do say like no official line will be acknowledged before this time. But I'm like, if the line's already started where the door is, like you're going to acknowledge it. I suppose.
What are you going to do? Yeah, it's there. You can't move me.
They just move like the barricade like over a meter and then everybody just steps.
Like, okay, now it's official. You're like, cool. I'm going to get out of my sleeping bag next to this trash can to get that table with the good stickers.
Well, yeah, no, I know in previous years they had people who were camping out there from like 4 a.m. or something. I'm like, oh, girl, no. Jess needs her sleep. It's a no from me.
When you love stationery, you're ride or die. You can't like it a little bit. Like you're either camping out for the right table or, you know, you're sleeping in because you're not worried about it. I feel yep. like the excitement of the conference, though, not that I'm waking up at 4 o'clock for a table. Like I also have no problem with buying something from a small business that maybe is sponsored or a big business that sponsored a table. But I understand the excitement around like sitting down at a table and like getting this stuff and like very much being around like that theme. And do the brands do anything more than sponsor the table? Like, are they coming around at all during the conference, or do they do anything with their tables beyond just like have a seat, get some cool stuff?
Now, I'm not too sure about the smaller business owners, because I feel like smaller business owners who sponsor a table, they probably do go and like, you know, I'm going to say check up on their table. It's not quite what I mean, but check in and say like, hey, thanks for sitting here. Hope you like the stuff, that kind of a thing. So that probably happens. For larger businesses, I'm not too sure. Maybe they have a representative. I didn't have that last year, but you also find that for larger businesses, they also tend to sponsor more than one table as well. So there'll be like, you know, several that are sponsored by Altenew, several that are sponsored by Zebra, that kind of a thing. So I don't think they're necessarily like bunny hopping around trying to like, you know, get all of the tables and all of that kind of stuff. But
okay,
there is a lot of, I'm going to say like friendly competition. It's not necessarily a competition. It's like you lined up, you first in, you first serve. It's how it works. To get certain tables, I know that Zebra usually gets a lot of hype because they do tend to give out a decent chunk of stuff on their tables. I know that Erin Condren is another one that people seem to get pretty excited about. I find that a lot of the brands that sponsor the tables aren't necessarily the brands that I always use. But last year and this year, I believe Archer and Olive are sponsoring some tables. So that's exciting. Do I need more Archer and Olive stuff? No, but...
No, after this last sub box too, I was just like, I have, and it's so weird for me to say this, I have enough notebooks.
What? No. Sacrilege. No.
No. This has taken me a long time to get here, Jess. I have enough notebooks, like, forever. Forever.
Forever. I think I only have enough for the next 20 years, so we'll see what happens.
No, you're probably right, actually. There's always going to be one or two that I'm going to need more of.
So like we said, Friday is really the official kind of kickoff of the conference, so that's really where we get our speakers and all of those kind of sessions. That one goes up until about 2 p.m., and then we get the afternoon off to kind of just explore whichever city we've been placed in, which for me, last year, being in D.C. was very exciting, because Vogel was off gallivanting, seeing all the things, and I'm like, I've seen the inside of this hotel. So it was nice to have that dedicated time. And then in the evening of that Friday, that is when we have Wild Crop. So excited. I know I'm going to keep saying that throughout this entire episode, but like, it's true. So
I'm excited too. I get to be on a big ass stage and talk in front of a bunch of other planner enthusiasts. It's going to be so much fun.
I know, right? I'm so excited for you, and I'm so excited for us getting to see you be excited. It's just going to be great.
Well, have they released all the people that are going to be at the Crop? I don't know if they have. I've known about it, but have they released that publicly on like all the people that will be there? I don't want to like ruin a surprise if somebody didn't announce it.
Let me just check my planner, because of course I have a Go Wild planner. So according to my calculations, and by that I mean the print off that I printed off, so there's you, love that. We have Bess Whiteman from Lights Planner Action. So she was a speaker last year, but she was doing like a speaker segment on the second day rather than the Wild Crop. And then we have Amanda Rach Lee. So I'm not sure if there are others outside of that.
The Amanda Rach Lee one was the thing that I didn't want to like get out there in case that was a big surprise for anyone, because that's really cool to me. I know that Amanda Rach Lee, some people love her, some maybe not as much, some are diehards, you know, but for me as a person who's been on YouTube and kind of just been a part of the community. I mean, she's been a part of the community for such a long time. She's, I think, probably one of the biggest YouTubers in the planner community, at least from followership and like things like that. So for me, I'm excited about that. I'm not sure what she's doing as a part of hers. I'm assuming it's something that has to do with like her shop and doodling. I mean, just being Amanda Rach Lee and how, you know, people go to see certain things, so they're expecting certain things, I feel like, and she knows that. But I don't know if I get to introduce her, but I still feel like that it's going to be cool for me to be able to just get to meet her, you know, as someone that I've watched for a number of years and very much a part of the community along with. Never met her, never talked to her, other than like maybe a message on like Instagram or something, you know, just random. So looking forward to that, and just being a part of that too, I think it's pretty neat.
Yeah, you guys are going to be on the same stage as each other. Like, that's a big deal. Because like you said, she is probably the biggest one in our community as well. I think like for bullet journaling in particular, because I don't really have a lot of experience outside of bullet journaling specifically when it comes to like planner, social media. Like, I'm not sure who the big names really are in like the Erin Condren space or the Happy Planner space or anything like that. But in bullet journaling, yeah, she's up there and you guys are going to be on the same stage.
It's going to be pretty cool. And maybe you don't know who the celebrities are because you are officially now one. I don't know if we want to announce this or not, but Jess officially is on Celebrity Birthdays, right? Like, this is a big moment for you in this space.
Oh my God, it's so cringe. It's like YouTube star. I'm like, calm down. Like, there's nothing star about it.
But you are, Jess. You are. It's something that I think over time as you're growing, I don't know if you're the same way or not, because I still very much feel like imposter syndrome. And I think this just happens to a lot of people, but just the number of people, like when the other week I had gone into your Discord and I just popped into a thing and everyone was like, Mark is here. And I was like, oh, I'm just listening to the content. And I almost felt like I almost stole a little bit of the light. I was like, no, I'm literally just here to listen and like participate. And just the people who are like messaging you, like, I can't wait to meet you and all these things. Like, that's just so, it's awesome. Like, I don't say like that's weird to me, but it is weird for me as an individual, because when you've been creating content, you do this, you do feel like a speck of dust amongst, you know, a million other specks of dust that are out there doing things, unless for whatever reason you're the, you know, Amanda Rach Lee, or there's a handful of others I can think of that are a part of this community that you're like, oh, damn, like, okay, you're one of those big names that are out there. But honestly, Jess, you are right up there. Honestly, with the amount of stuff you put out, your communities and things like that, like you deserve your birthday and all of the wrong information they put you on celebrity birthdays.
I know, right? Because like I got this email saying like, oh, we've set you up a profile because people were searching for your birthday. I'm like, yeah, right. Okay, sure. People were searching for my birthday. I also love that it just came out as like, oh yeah, we set you up a profile. Like no question as to whether you want one or anything. They're just like, we need a picture for it. I'm like, fine. Here is my stock standard social media image that you could have stolen off any one of my social media platforms, but okay. And then reading through it, it's like, born New Zealand. No, absolutely not. It's like one of her subscribers described her as a wizard. I'm like, no, she is a self-proclaimed wizard. Like nobody else is calling me a wizard.
I only call myself that. Some people just follow along. That's just how it
works. Yeah, that's right. Some people compare it back to me. Always appreciate it. We can be wizards together. But it was kind of like a fun, I don't know, have I made it a highlight? But also like, have I made it tongue in cheek, like being very silly about it. But
it's having anything like this happen, especially for me in this one, just my experience so far with first getting the email that says, Mark, we would like you to host The Crop from Zebra. I was sitting at lunch with my family, you know, where like at the end of the meal, I'm just checking my phone and I just saw the email and I was like, I kept rereading it. I was like, oh, they want me to like do something small, you know, that's cool. Like I was there last year. This is neat. And then it was like, you know, we would like to sponsor you and we would like to have you host The Crop and do this workshop. And I was like, I turned to my wife and I was like, oh my gosh, this is huge. And this feels very weird for me because I don't feel like I'm at a status to host a thing or would even people know who I am at this thing, because it is for all planners. Like you mentioned before, like we've been a part of the bullet journal space for a really long time. And I know a number of other people, and actually that's what I want to follow up and ask you about this from your experience last year before we get into like how we've been planning for this year. But it just seems so weird because you're going to go to a spot where thousands, right? There's like thousands of people who are there that don't necessarily bullet journal. And then you're going to ask me to host a thing where I'm going to do a workshop. And I'll talk about this in a little bit in my preparation part for this, because mine involves putting together essentially a workshop for this. But thinking about, you know, what am I going to experience there in my field of planning? So as bullet journalers, you know, you're going to a planner conference where it's not a bullet journaling conference. It's just a general planner conference with, I'm sure, a number of people who know about bullet journaling, but not maybe necessarily about you individually, other than like the people that are part of your community. But that is something I'm interested in looking to do, is having those conversations with other people that I don't feel like we get to have as much, which we've kind of talked about on this podcast, is, you know, the different types of planning and like, what do you get out of it? Why did you start planning? I feel like those are probably normal conversations and like icebreakers that probably happen. Like, how did you get into planning? What system are you using? What's your favorite pen?
Yeah. The what system are you using is like the, like, I don't know, pinnacle of icebreaker questions when it comes to a planner conference like this, because like you said, it's not necessarily themed around one style of planning. It's not like a happy planner convention or, you know, a bullet journaling convention. It's all planner enthusiasts from all planner walks of life. So getting to make connections with people who otherwise you probably wouldn't, because like you said, we are very much in the bullet journaling space. Like, I want to make connections with happy planners. I want to make connections with people who are using like the passion planner or whatever else. I think that one of the big things last year was actually learning about all of these different types of planners that I didn't really know about as well, which was kind of cool. When it comes to the sessions that are led by, you know, the speakers and whatever, and a lot of them do represent planner brands. So we had like Moxie Life, Passion Planner, I'm pretty sure. We have Erin Condren, notably. Well, this year we're going to have Amanda Rach Lee. So, you know, she's bullet journaling, but also has her own line of planners, question mark. Yes.
Well, she has, yeah, she has the blank notebook. She has a pre-filled notebook. And then she also released a digital planner, I think, that is kind of a, I don't think it's a companion to, but maybe probably a digital version of the paper version, I think. Plus the like accessories and stuff that she has too. So she's, you know, I think it started just as notebooks, but she's definitely been expanding, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, because we also had a digital planner speech talk segment last year as well. So it's good to see that it is being catered towards a bunch of different planner styles. We didn't necessarily have one that was like, actually, no, that's a lie. We did have a section last year that was kind of bullet journaling related, in that when they had a, I think it was the founders panel, which Bonnie was on, and we also had Linda Tong, who does like kind of pre-printed bullet journals as well. So that was kind of where we really saw the bullet journaling aspect, I suppose, in the lineup. But this year, Bonnie has been, I don't know if promoted is the right word. I don't don't think it's like necessarily like that, but she is like a standalone speaker for this one, which is exciting. So it'll be nice to hear more of what she has to say. But, you know, her brand, Archer and Olive, are kind of in the bullet journaling space because they're the kind of notebooks that you can use for bullet journaling. We also then have Amanda H. Lee, who is a big representation in the bullet journal space as well. Who else do we have? I feel like there was another one. Crickets.
I don't think Cricket's going to be there. This isn't about making
damn it, Cricket. Why not? They totally gave away a cutting machine last year. I don't know which one it was, but that was part of Wild Crop. So in Wild Crop, they had like some little giveaways and stuff that were going on, which was quite exciting. That one, I think, was like a quiz type thing, and people had to like raise their hand and stuff like that. But one of the best giveaways they did, though, was Zebra, and I will applaud Zebra, round of applause on how they handled this. So when we came back after a break, everybody got like a raffle ticket, and they did it as a raffle, and I loved that it was fair. Everybody got a ticket. It wasn't about putting your hand up and screaming the loudest and all of that kind of thing. So shout out to Zebra, excellent work on that one.
We've been talking a lot about doing stuff like that as a part of this, because again, in my mind, the crop and doing my workshop part of this, I really just thought it was going to be me just doing what I've been planning on doing. They were like, so we're going to, you know, poll people, we want to do giveaways and all this. I was like, oh. And I literally crossed out like a bunch of extra stuff that I had as a part of my workshop, because I was like, okay, this isn't just this. They're like, no, you have to understand this. This is go wild. So it's a lot of energy and we're giving stuff away and you're doing your thing and people are participating. And I was like, this is just so different than anything that I've done before. I have the energy for it. I know that I can do it because I've definitely done it before. I do it every single day, every single video, which is my personality. But it is just very cool to think about just the excitement about it and what's going to be happening and all the stuff that can possibly happen.
I know, right? I'm so excited for you, and I'm so excited for us getting to see you be excited. It's just going to be great. So conference day one on the Friday, we have our sponsored tables on that day with, you know, all of the goodies and bits that they're providing for us, which is always a very good part. But then on day two, this is where we don't have sponsor tables, but we do have the opportunity for table mate gifts. This is a completely optional part, though. You do not have to provide table mate gifts, but it's always really exciting.
I'm like sitting over here like, oh my gosh, I have to do other things now. I don't even know what I'm doing each day. Now I have to think about table mates.
You don't have to. It is completely optional. It is just a bit of fun. Oftentimes people will bring maybe like a sweet treat or something from wherever they're usually based. So anyone who's from Canada, I apologize, Canada. That was rude.
I call it Canada too sometimes, and they're my next door neighbors.
I am so sorry to the entire of Canada. Please do not come for me. But yes, people from Canada, they typically bring this like crunchy treat thing that people are like really into. I don't know what it is.
Granola?
I've just heard. No. It's like a individually wrapped, I'm just going to call it Canadian crunch because I don't know what it is. A coffee crunch? Has it got coffee in it? I don't know.
The only thing I know about Canada is like Canadian bacon. Like, that's the only thing that would come to mind. And that would feel weird to be like, here's an individual wrapped Canadian bacon.
That would be so great. You just flop out a piece of meat. Like, here you go, table mates. This is for you. But last year, I got a mini waffle iron, like a little electric one. I know. It was crazy. And I was like very excited about it, except for the fact that it was American and you guys have different plugs to us. So it's not like I could actually use it at home. So I had to give my mini iron away. It's fine.
Wait, couldn't you have gotten like the 6-prong converter to like make your mini waffle iron work? Set your house on fire.
It literally would have, though, because the voltage or wattage or whatever we have here is a lot higher than the US one. So it'd be like your waffle's going to cook really fast and then your house is going to cook really fast. So like, let's not test the fates.
Oh my gosh. Speaking of that stuff, real quick, one other thing that I know that people talked about is I don't call them player cards, but they like hand stuff out to people and like collect them. Is that something I also need to be prepared for?
Yeah. So contact cards is what they call them, but these are usually done as like little sticker cards. They can just be like, they're effectively like business cards. You don't have to make them into stickers. And last year I was like, oh, you know, getting these sent to New Zealand or whatever, or having to make them myself, like feels like a bit of a kerfuffle. I'll just do a little QR code on my phone. So on my kind of lock screen of my phone. I had a little QR code that people could scan. It took them to my link tree.
Smart.
And I got the biggest FOMO, like, so badly. I was like, oh my gosh, I got like super cute contact cards. I ended up making a little contact card shrine in my journal for all of the contact cards that I collected from people because I just loved it so much.
That's what I heard from a lot of people. Look at that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I know, right?
Okay.
If you're here on YouTube, you get to see it, but it's effectively just all of the little stickers that people gave me.
Can you just screenshot that to me so I can like get an idea so I can probably, I feel like I have to do something, right? Like I have to do something.
I would recommend it. I mean, it's just a really nice way to give somebody kind of like effectively like a keepsake for your interaction with them. The best contact cards though, I personal opinion, are the ones that have a picture of the person on it, because you meet so many people through this thing that actually putting like names and faces together became very tricky. So anybody who gave me a contact card with a picture of them, that one was like, oh, thank you, light in the dark, I remember who you are now. Not to say our interaction wasn't important, I just forgot.
I know what you mean. You're faces, meeting hundreds of people or thousands of people that you're seeing and bypassing. Like, I feel like it's impossible to like remember anyone's name. I can't do that with people I work with every day.
Yeah, exactly. Like the number of times that I've accidentally called my brother my partner's name is becoming a problem. But hopefully that won't happen. Hopefully I'll get everybody's name right this time around. But contact cards with faces on them, always a winner in my book. So those ones get handed out kind of just throughout the conference. There isn't like a set specific time, but I do plan for my table mate gifts this time around to include one of those with my table mate gift. So it's like, hey, this is your present from Jess. Here's her face. So you can remember who she is.
Can I like give like extra pens that I haven't used before? I don't.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. Like we have, even if you don't want to do that as part of the table mate gifts, they do usually have something called a D-stash table, which you can probably tell from the name what that one's about. I picked up a very cute little, I don't know, patch or something last time I was there. It's a little shark that says like, there's a shark behind you, 100% behind you. And it's the cutest thing. So I put that on my wall because I was like, oh, I don't really have any clothes that I want to sew this to, but it can be like a little like plaque. But they do have the D-stash table, which you can bring like surplus supplies that maybe you're not going to use but somebody else could use. So I really should go through my washi tape and make sure that I've picked out some pieces for that, because you know, don't want to take too much because I'm international travel and all, but it is nice to be able to give that to people who you know are going to use it, because these are your people, these are your planner enthusiasts.
That's actually a good idea. I can de-stash all of my washi tape as my table partner things, be like, I'm gifting you washi, and really it's just the washi I'll never ever use.
No, that's fine. I mean, like, again, it's gonna go to somebody who's gonna be more inclined to use it than you, and that's a good thing. I know people make like little washi samples and stuff as part of their table make gifts sometimes, so if you wanted to go to the effort of wrapping it around a card, like you could, but you could just give away full rolls as well. That's totally fine. People are very appreciative, and like we said, it is completely optional, so like anything is always going to be like an exciting moment, I suppose.
How many people should I plan for something like that?
Good question. So typically there are 10 people per table, but one of those people is you. So
okay.
9 people.
Oh, I can totally do that then. Okay, I know exactly what I'm going to do now. So perfect. This is fantastic.
Last year for table mates, it's one of those things, you don't want to show up empty-handed, and I want to feel like I'm, you know, meeting a certain level of my own personal expectations, so do not take this as an expectation for literally anybody else. But I hit up the Black Friday sale at Archer and Olive because they had some crazy good deals before I went to Go Wild last year. So I got all of my table mates a blackout notebook, like an A5 blackout notebook, and a set of the primary acrylographs because they were so decently discounted. I had a voucher. I'm like, heck, why not? So everybody got like, I'm not doing the math. They got a decent present from me.
That's really nice. I mean, that's actually a good idea too. All right. Well, I have all the ideas I need now that I know exactly what we're getting into here.
Excellent. So that's on day two. We don't have sponsor tables. You don't have to sit at the same table. You can sit effectively wherever you want, but table mate swaps happen that day in particular. We let the first day be like the time for the sponsor table to shine. We do our table mate gifts on the second day. So on day two, we have more of that kind of just general conference, speakers, that kind of thing, up until about 2 p.m. ish. We then have the afternoon off again. And then on Saturday night, that is when we have Plan Jammer. So much fun, so exciting. Open by, food provided, which I didn't know last time. So we went out for dinner and then we got there and the food looked amazing, but we'd already eaten. So we're like, wah, no, not this time. I'm going to go with an empty stomach. And then the last day is really just pack up and ship out. And that's kind of like organize any little meetups and whatever else you want to do yourself, but there's nothing like formally organized for the conference.
So you shared your planner. So you have a dedicated Go Wild planner. So I'm curious what you've been doing also on top of this to prepare for this year. Because I feel like your planning is a lot bit different than me. Because I'm really just hopping on a plane and flying for 5 hours and landing, you know, versus you who is literally flying. How long is that flight, by the way?
One of them is like a 17-hour flight, I feel, because there's an hour to Auckland and then a wait, and then there's like 17 hours to Houston or whatever, and then a wait, and then the flight from Houston to Dallas Fort Worth, which is not 17 hours, like distinctly not.
No, that's but the shortest of your rides that day, which makes total sense on why you're saying like I'm not bringing a lot of extra stuff with me, because that's a lot of opportunity for stuff to get lost, I feel like.
Yeah, last year when we went, Vogel's suitcase, like the wheel got snapped off of it. Mine got fully bashed in at the corner, but his literally lost a wheel. So, you know, don't really want to test the fates too much, but I am flying a different airline now because that one cannot be trusted anymore. It's fine.
Is Vogel coming with you again this year?
No, not this time. He, don't get angry, Texas. He said he didn't have a lot of interest in going to Texas. And I'm like, well, if I don't have to pay for another flight ticket and accommodate you and find things for you to do, then that is fine. So it's all good. He's going to stay here.
So this is very much a Jess trip.
Yeah, very much that, which is nice because, you know, I get to like have my own little kind of getaway moment and I don't have to make sure that he's like entertained. Not that he can't entertain himself. It's just, I felt kind of guilty. Like every morning I'd be like, okay, bye. You're still in bed. I'm going to go like have fun with my friends and you can go to the zoo or whatever. He had a good time. He did. But like it was kind of strange, like effectively going on holiday with him, but like without him. So this time I don't have to worry about that. I felt comfortable enough this year to actually book my own flights though, which was like kind of like an adult moment for me. Like I would like a badge for that, please. Because last year we went through a travel agent because I could just not get the flights to line up in a way that wasn't like, yeah, you've got a 30-minute layover when you need to be there like 2 hours beforehand. I'm like, okay, that'll work out. Thanks. So this year I managed to book my own flights though. So that's excellent. It means I save myself a little bit of money and I get to have the airlines that I prefer. So that's a win. And then also organizing the JCC meetup. So Jashi Kurin Community, which of course anybody in the Dallas-Fort Worth, whatnot area, or if you're further away and you just want to travel, that's cool too. Like you are more than welcome to come along. That one's going to be on the Thursday afternoon from like 2 p.m. I've started planning it. We're almost there. I feel like I should be more prepared at this stage, but it'll happen. And then that last part would probably just be like making sure that all of my work stuff is going to come out without me. So like getting all of my videos ready for release and scheduled to come out without me having to press any buttons, doing the stuff for Instagram. So that's going to come out without me, anything like that. Which I'm not behind on yet, but I could very easily become behind on if I don't make it a priority.
You're so much of a professional, because I'll be honest with you, I've not even thought that far in advance. Like the other day we were talking about, you know, commitments and things that we're doing. I'm like, I'm just committing to putting down the next 3 videos that I want to record. And you're already like, I'm going to plan stuff that I don't have to press. I was like, I'm just probably going to take a break from like videos and stuff. I probably will be on Instagram a lot, just because I feel like that is like prime time just to share that experience and people that we're meeting and anything else like that. But I don't even know. I haven't even thought about the other stuff. But again, you're a true professional. You do this for a living. I'm literally just like, meh, whatever I feel like posting today.
Well, last year I was very much into this kind of like, I don't know, I'm going to call it a little hustle. It was a little hustle moment about like, I really need to be better on Instagram. We're just going to put aside the fact that you don't need to do anything, but it's fine. So I really wanted to get better on Instagram, actually be more consistent with it. So I like, you know, took photos, trimmed them down, put the watermarks on, whatever, 3 pictures a day for my entire stay in the States. So that was like 2 weeks worth of 3 photos a day. That was an effort. But then the photo making itself is something that I can kind of, you know, batch all the photo taking, batch all the photo trimming, that kind of thing. When it comes to the caption writing, I hate writing captions so much. They're so boring. And I feel like, okay, I want to provide value here. How many words do I need to provide value? How much do I actually need to explain this picture? Will people get it? Probably not. And then do I have to respond to comments? I say have to respond to comments. It's not have to. I enjoy getting comments. I enjoy interacting with people, but it felt like a lot of a burden. I'm going to schedule them. I can tweak them when I'm actually there in terms of the captions. So half of them just had a caption that there was X, like little kiss, X. And then I just forgot that I was supposed to edit them. So all of these pictures came out with X. It's just like, nobody called me up on it. Like, it didn't really matter that much, but I was like, oh my gosh, how unprofessional. Why did you let this happen? Kind of a thing.
I was going to say, I know exactly how you feel with a lot of the captions. I feel like after you do things for so long too, it's probably like a lot of the celebrities don't usually go into like a lot of detail when you're posting things like that. It's just at certain points, you don't really have to. You made a comment last episode that really rang true with me, is this idea that our community has kind of grown. They've matured over time. A lot of people have been bullet journaling for a while, that they kind of get it. And I was along the same lines thinking about this recently, because I'm the same way you are. I want to provide as much value as I can for people so that they don't have to do extra work. It's the UXer in me and you as well, right? Like, you just want to create a good experience for the person going through that. But so many people usually will know what's going on. It probably very much depends on what you're posting, but it's like, what notebook are you doing? What's the main idea? If you're asking a question, but not going into such detail where it's like a super long, lengthy post. Like you said, what's the most valuable piece you're kind of doing there? That might just be, that's kind of where my brain is going to be. I feel like all my content will just be while I'm there, because I'm a very much time and place type of Instagrammer. So anything I'm doing is usually like literally taking my picture right now and posting it, versus, oh, I took that picture 3 weeks ago, because I will take that picture 3 weeks ago with total intention to do that. Same things with the hundreds of screenshots that I have as well. I think it's an ADHD thing. Never remember that it even existed once it goes past like the first three columns of whatever is in my photo reel. So I think that you could probably get away with a lot less, especially during that time too. I can only imagine just, you know, the flight and landing and getting to where you need to go and planning all of the stuff. I think we can forgive you, Jess, during that period of time for less than, you know, what you usually put into your comments.
I appreciate that. But on your note of like having that many pictures and stuff that you just never go back to, there are so many folders on my computer that are just called to sort for photos, like, and they're in a bunch of different places, because it's just like, oh yeah, just take all of the photos off of my phone and put them in a folder and I'll get around to them. No, I will not. And then also, I have to remind myself that when you provide, I'm going to say too much value in a comment, it's not quite what I mean, but when you explain things too well in a comment on your Instagram, like in the caption, you're actually limiting the amount of engagement you can receive on that, because then people won't ask questions. So like, rather than telling them like, oh yeah, this is my notebook, these are the pens, all of this, you're taking away an opportunity for people to ask that. Like, it's kind of a balancing act of doing the work up front to put that information in so that then, you know, people don't have to ask if they, you know, want to know, but they don't want to type a comment. But then also, like, if engagement is important, or if engagement maybe is more important, then not putting that information in so that you can have those questions and interactions with people. So I just need to find the happy balance.
And this is why you're the social media professional, and I'm the kind of person that is like, look, I don't want you to have to ask me. So here's the pen I'm using. Here's a notebook that I'm using. Here's everything in this picture where I got it from. And some people will be like, wow, that's real salesy, Mark. I'm like, no, I'm literally doing this. I just want people to know. I have a conversation with you about it, but if you don't have to ask me something and you can just look at it, then you know why. But at the same time, I do put those things and people will still ask me like, what notebook is that? What pen is that? And I'm just like, okay.
Yeah. And then you get that moment of like, it's kind of a selfish moment maybe, but you're just like, can you read? Kind of a thing. I'm like, I put this effort in for you. But again, we like comments. We want comments. That's how you, like, you know, build engagement, build community, build connections and all of that kind of thing. So comments are good. So those are the elements that I'm kind of preparing for, like, you know, getting my content out, you know, international travel, all of that. But I'm going to say that yours is probably looking a little bit different with the hosting of Wildcrop and stuff, maybe less travel, more like actual stuff to do while you're there. What can you tell us without like spoiling anything about your planning process?
I've very much been thinking about this because I knew we were going to talk about it. And I'm thinking, well, how much do I want to share about this? Again, I can't share any of the special things that Zebra and I have in store, because I very much want that to be something that everyone gets to experience on their own at the event itself. But for myself, the biggest thing for me, honestly, has been thinking about the workshop part of this, because as I mentioned before, I've done a lot of these virtual conferences before, even live ones before with different brands. And those just are very scheduled, right? It's like, here's what you do. I follow my outline. We go about it and everything is great, right? And that's in my mind how this was going to go. So that's exactly what I did. So my preparation really was a lot just thinking about what I was going to do as a part of this workshop, because being someone who has never been a part of Go Wild before, really experienced it, I wasn't sure. And some of the things I did, again, the UX researcher in me, I was like, hey, can I get a call with the Go Wild people and Zebra? I have some questions, because I was asking about demographics. I was asking about the type of planners that people are using. You know, are these people notebook, digital? And they were just like, it's literally everything, Mark. And I was like, okay, but if I talk about bullet journaling specifically, is that going to bore people? Like, I want it to be something that everybody can use. And they were like, you just do you. Like, that's why we have you as a part of this, Mark, because of the content you put out is so fun and like it's engaging and all this. I was like, okay, but I don't want to be like, here's how you set up a bullet journal, and everyone be like, well, I don't bullet journal, so I don't need that. So what I've decided to do was not set up a bullet journal, but actually talk about cool elements that you can use, things that I do use inside of my bullet journal, but that everybody could use regardless of the type of planner system or planner or how you like to plan. So we're going to be working on a lot of, like, I call them like core skills, but things to push people a little bit. So some of those things that usually intimidate me, or I think about people who are like, oh, I would love to do that, but I can't do that. Some things around lettering. I do it, but it's not great, or I don't think it's awesome. But doing some things around that that you can do easily inside of your planner. We're going to talk about also just like setting up, I don't say setting up weeklies, but I do want to share, like, this is how I plan and here's some helpful things. But how can you take a foundational kind of basic layout and up it a little bit without going too far? We talk a lot about like the decorative side of planning. And for myself, like, I'm not a super decorative planner, but I do like stamps. I like to pop some stickers in there sometimes. I love pens. So I'm always like, okay, how could I incorporate those things? And luckily, Zebra has a lot of pens. They have mild liners, right? So we're going to be using a lot of their tools to create things that you can use inside of your planner. There's even a little bit of a throwback to a conversation we had on this podcast, which is about performative tracking or performative bullet journaling, and the idea of how can we create these and then actually use them, and what can you use them for. So without going like into like details, which I just want to spill it all now. And it's not that it's a secret, it's just that, you know, if you're going to be there, come out to the crop, because I think everyone gets to go to it if they want to. And the idea is that you're going to come, we're going to have fun, we're going to learn some things, and you're going to have stuff that you can take away and practice on your own and learn from that you could use in any type of planner that you're doing. So we're going to be doing everything by hand, but if you're a digital planner, come and learn, because everything that I can do with a pen, you can do with your stylus or an Apple Pencil, right? If depending on the planner that you're using. And then everything else, I honestly kind of feel like I haven't had to worry about it, which is very helpful. So like Zebra has been taking care of a lot of like the travel arrangements and things like that. They just asked me kind of like, where do you want to leave from? And when do you want to leave? And I haven't had to book anything for myself, which feels very weird to say out loud, because I'm like, I haven't had to book anything myself, but I haven't. So I think probably because I haven't had to do that, I feel less kind of connected to it. I just have my planner when I'm leaving, the flight that I'm on, I know when I have to be there. Unfortunately, I actually have to leave on Saturday because I have to get back here to Baltimore for an event that I can't not go to. So it was something that happened after this whole thing was going on. I was like, crap, is this going to affect anything? And luckily it's not. I just won't be able to see kind of the rest of Saturday that's going to be going on. But just thinking about getting there, trying to very much just be in the moment, you know, not checking work emails or text or anything that's going on with that, and just being there and being mindful and just being and enjoying that is really kind of what I've been thinking about. And because I don't know anything, I'm just kind of going in it with that mindset. Like, Mark, you don't know, so go with the flow. I'm like that normally in my life anyway. But at this event, like, I will just be following, well, I'll be following you probably around like a little puppy dog, like, show me just how I do things. Because again, I just feel like, you know, just another person at this conference. So I will just be there to absorb it and enjoy it. Definitely can't wait to hang out with everybody and meet new people. I mean, even last year is kind of funny, because I think we're all sitting down to eat lunch. A coworker of mine that I work with that I had no idea even goes to things like this or is into planning, we saw each other and I was like, hey, what are you doing here? She was like, I love planning. And I was like, this is great. It was so cool to come back to work the week later and just talk about planners and how she uses her planners for work and how I use mine, which were very different systems. It was just super fun. So I really can't wait for those conversations personally.
No, I love the idea of like meeting, you know, somebody in another area of your life in a space that you thought was kind of like disconnected. Sometimes it's a bad thing, but in this case, it sounds like it was a happy thing, a good thing.
It was very much a good thing. Yeah. As more and more people find out about like the social media stuff, it isn't happening as much at work anymore. It's actually happening with my girls and their friends. They'll come down to where my studio is and they'll be like, what's all this? And my girls will be like, oh, my dad like does videos and YouTube and stuff like that. And they'll find me online and they'll be like, your dad's famous. And she's like, oh, I don't know. They're like, no, he has a lot of followers on Instagram, or he has a lot of subscribers on YouTube. Like, he's kind of a big deal. And it just feels weird to me because I'm just doing this in my basement, you know? But it is very cool when you're meeting other people out and about and talking about that, because I don't feel like I get a lot of that, like, how do you use your planner professionally in my day-to-day? Because even at work for myself and my team, there's some people who write things down, but people aren't necessarily using a system like I am. So we'll geek out on like pens. I'll get like a new fountain pen and everyone will be like, oh, that's so cool. But I don't think anybody else on my team use fountain pens. It's more like an appreciation for. So this type of environment for me, I think, is just going to be, I'll probably be like you're saying, by the time the night comes, I think my battery will just be drained in the best possible way. But I don't even know what time that'll be, because honestly, get a few drinks in me, I can go all night.
Well, we certainly did last year. Like, the wild plan jammer party kind of wraps up around 10 and everyone's like, no, we're going to take this party to the lobby. We were like, I don't know who bought the music, but we were all having a great time into the wee hours of the morning. And I was like, I feel for the hotel staff, because they're probably just like, please go to bed, ma'am. We need to tidy up. And everybody's
I'm very curious what the hotel staff thinks about something like this. Like, I'm sure in their minds, they're like, here's a bunch of like notebook stationery geeks that are getting together. The same way some people might look at like movie cons or like Star Wars conventions or any type of other convention where, if you're not as a part of that community, you're like, why are these people so into this? I feel like that's very much what's going to happen here. But who cares about them? Because like, we're around all of our planner pals. So it's like, it's going to be awesome.
Exactly. That's the best part about it, is just getting around people who get you. Like, they understand your enthusiasm because they are that way as well. It's always the best part, I reckon. And that's kind of why I decided to go back this year, because after last year, I was like, okay, that's my one and done. You know, this was an expensive trip. And then the advertising came out for the next one. I'm like, oh, but I really loved hanging out with all of my online friends and I want to go again. I walk back into Vogel's office like, please, sir, can I have some more? And he's like, fine. So very excited about that.
I think it's very cool that you're coming again. I really thought about it before I got asked. I think you had already planned on going and everything else. And I was like, oh God, like the ticket and the travel just seems like a lot for this. Like, it was different when it was in DC. And I was like, oh, I can at least go there. I think by the time I kind of really found out about it, it was sold out already. So I couldn't buy a ticket. And that's just how my life is. I'm very much like, oh, actually I should go to this. It's like, sorry, we're sold out. You're a week before the conference. Like, you can't just do that. So this is one of those things where I really thought about it. And I was like, oh, that would be cool to do. But then to find out that like I get to go and like do all these things is extra exciting for this year. Very much so. So I really can't wait for that. Real quick, you did just mention this pajama party. So I was told about this thing. I personally just, I'm going to be totally honest, I was not necessarily looking forward to that, because I'm like, I don't own a pajama set. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sure it's very like on theme for people, and they probably theme it out or buy special pajamas for this thing. I'm a little too on the nose with things sometimes. But when does that happen? And should I have to prepare for that or not? Because like I said, do I need to buy pajamas?
You need to mentally, emotionally, spiritually prepare. No, okay. Because I'm the same. I don't own pajamas. I have like a bed top, and that top is the top that goes to bed. It's not this top. This is the day top. And I've got like 7 of it. And then I have the bed top. Like, I don't really want to wear my actual bed top to plan jammer, because it's kind of like, I don't know, it just feels inappropriate. It's like, that's for me and my partner. Go away. It's not that kind of sexy, but whatever. It's like literally a $10 t-shirt from the warehouse. some people do go out and actually buy like proper pajamas for it. And I was tempted to do that, but I am so against the idea of single use items, like bringing something into my, you know, closet, house, whatever, where the intention is to use it once. And because I was only going to be going to Go Wild once, I'm like, I don't really feel good about paying for pajamas that are nice enough to wear outside that I only wear once. So I just ended up going in my regular clothes. It was totally fine. But some people go hard out. You had people like come in their robes with their like, you know, fluffy cuffs and stuff, and they looked so glamorous. It's beautiful. And then everybody's gets very into the leopard print, of course, because we're going wild. Last year in our welcome box, we actually got an eye mask that said like, "Wake me in Washington, D.C., where washy was like in a different lettering style.
Oh, that's cool.
Planet people. It was cute. So we had a lot of people wearing those. It's kind of like headbands and stuff. So people do get very into it. It is very much like a fit the vibe type deal, but you don't have to. I mean, everything's optional.
When they mentioned it to me, Zebra was like, you don't have to, but if you want to get into it. But I actually, again, I feel like, I don't know why I feel so disconnected from this as much as I am. I think just so much of my focus has been on the workshop and like preparing for that. I don't even think I've really looked at the schedule. So like, is that, when does that pajama party? I know, that's what I'm saying. I feel like the most like non-planner person right now to go to a planner conference is not being prepared. And I just don't know how to like, I think now that like I got the okay stamp, maybe I should just really spend some time with this so that I know what I'm getting into. But like, when is that pajama party?
So Planjama happens on the last kind of official day of the conference, I suppose. So that is on the Saturday night, which means sadly you won't be able to go this time.
So I don't have to worry about getting a pajama set.
No, you'll be fine. I mean, unless you want to wear your pajamas up on stage, like it's Wild Crop, I'm here in my PJs. Don't do that. I mean, you can, but
yeah, that was the thing is I don't know. I'm the same way as you. Like it feels weird wearing your pajamas you would wear at home because I would just be wearing, you know, shorts and a t-shirt essentially, like,
whereas I'd just be wearing t-shirt and underwear and I'm like, nobody wants to see that. So like, let's not.
I mean, I could do the same thing. Maybe people will want to see that. Maybe not. I don't know. I feel like I will be a part of a very small demographic of males at the planner conference, personally.
No, we're going to keep that for the OnlyFans, Mark. Oh my gosh.
Only planner fans. If I was in more shape, I would totally do that. That would make so much sense for me financially. A lot better than what I'm making on YouTube.
That affiliate money ain't got nothing on it.
So then after the pajama party happens, that's kind of the send off. Then the next day would be Sunday. I'm assuming that's just a big travel day for most people.
Yeah. So it's really like a pack up, ship out kind of day. So it is on the official schedule as like, you know, brunch with your friends, but it's like, it's all self-organized. So technically, like it's the last day of the weekend. You're still technically there. If you're not shipping out like super early in the morning, you could go do some stuff. Last year, this is when I decided to do my meetup. This year, I am not doing it on the Sunday because I was so hungover. I was probably the least fun person to be with. I'm like, I learned from my mistakes. I'm not doing that again this year. So yeah, our meetup is on Thursday instead before the kind of big major festivities happen. So I have like the most energy possible for the community. I feel like that's going to be a much nicer gist to be around.
I think that'll be super fun. Like I said, I definitely want to tag along with you for your meetup. If you're okay with that. I feel weird doing that because it's a Jess meetup and I'm just going to go with you if that's okay.
No, I'm just going to cross it out and be like Planner Pals meetup. That's what it's going to be.
No, so that's fine. What I'm saying. That's why I don't want it. I always feel bad. I was like, because that just kind of happens, right? Like if you're hosting things or people do, and a lot of people, we have a lot of cross community. They're all part of the same community, right? So I'm just like, this is a Jess meetup. Like I just feel weird with stuff like that because it's almost like when you're going to something like this, like when I crashed it last year, I was like, I felt like I was kind of messing with the mix, right? You're at this conference and you're here with your people. And then like, I kind of like interject myself. I felt like for a very selfish reason of like getting to meet people and I kind of live it without living it. So I just want to just be a part of the things just as it's going on. So I, like I said, I'm kind of go with the flow. So like, let's just grab me and be like, Mark, we're going here. And I'll be like, cool. And I'm going to chat planners with everybody else or whatever you have going on. If you need any help at your meetup, let me know. Like I also am a really great wingman for helping with support. Just let me know.
Always appreciate it. But no, I completely understand the feeling. It's like anytime, because I like to join live streams, right? I like to jump in on a live stream and like, you know, see what people in the community are doing or whatever. And I always like to comment because, you know, it's building their engagement or whatever. And there's always that moment where people are like, oh my God, Jess is here. I'm like, no, we're not here for me. We're here for them. Like, let's watch them. Let's get enthusiastic about them.
That's exactly how I feel about it. And I'm not like, oh, Mark, you're going to walk in the room and everyone's going to know you and you take away. Like I said, I just know that because people in this community know a lot of us, where I'm like, I'm not here for that. Like, I'm really here to be a part of the conversation. So as long as I'm not too, you know, as long as I'm helpful, that's what I want to be there, helpful, and just have conversations with our planner friends, because that's what this is all about. I'm really excited about it. And thank you for sharing your experience from last year. If anyone has any other questions, we can certainly comment about it and talk about it in the chats and anything else that we might have on this. Like we said, by the time this is coming out, we'll be a week away. And that's really exciting. And one of the questions I know that we wanted to ask at the end of this episode was about if people have gone to these type of conferences before, because I'm just learning about one. People have been asking me if I'm going to one that's in New York. It's like Stationery Fest or something like that. I've never heard of it before, but we would just love to hear from you if you've ever been to a planner conference or a stationery show or convention or anything like that. Let us know about them, because I think two parts. One, what was that experience like for you? But also, I love finding out about these new things too, because if you didn't know about Go Wild and you're listening to this podcast, now you know. But also, if you've been to other ones that we're just not aware of, let us know. Like, that would be super cool. If they're like, yeah, Mark, there's a huge stamp convention that you can go to. I'd be like, yes, all the stamps ever possible. Like, I know there's pen shows and things like that too, but I just love to hear about what else is happening out there in the community.
So if you have been to any planner conferences, or if you know of any, please do either drop them in the comments if you're watching here on YouTube, or you can hit us up at plannerpalspodcast@gmail.com or at plannerpals on Instagram. Your comments always mean a lot to us. We would love to hear from you.
So when we come back from Go Wild, we will be just filled with excitement about this and meeting so many people in the community as well, both whether you've only met them online or in our cases where you've been lucky enough to meet them outside of that. Our next episode, we wanted to talk about community over competition. And this is something that I think has wavered over the years. Especially when I got started, I felt like it was very hot and heavy and everyone was vying for the number one spot. I don't know if because I've grown over time, if it doesn't feel that way anymore or not, but we're going to get into that conversation a lot more. So can't wait to talk with you just about that, because we've both been in this for a while and probably seen similar but also very different parts of it too, especially because I feel like you've grown very fast. I feel like I've only recently just kind of grown fast, but you've been doing this for a much longer time, so you've probably seen more things than I have, especially around this topic.
Yeah, seen some things. Oh, taking it back to that. Yes, I think that there has been like ebbs and flows in terms of it, but I'm really excited to get into that conversation with you.
So always, if you'd like to check out the previous episodes of the Planner Pals podcast, you can do so on all of your major platforming streaming services. I'm sure if you're listening on this one right now, you have a favorite. So you can head back to those, and also over on YouTube, the Planner Pals podcast. And as always, if you have any comments, questions, or even ideas for future episodes, we'd love to hear from the community. You can hit us up at our email, plannerpalspodcast@gmail.com. Can't wait to hear from you. And Jess, I can't wait to see you in just a few weeks. It's going to be so much fun.
I know, right? I'm so excited. I will see you then. And until next time, Planner Pals, thank you for watching.